The first reading today comes to us from the book of Deuteronomy. And this is the moment before the Israelites were going to take the promised land. All right, remember, they'd been wandering for 40 years through this desert, suffering all kinds of calamities and dealing with much adversity and obstacles. And finally, they could see the promised land. And Moses begins to teach. He gives this speech reminding them of all the things that had happened to them over the last 40 years. And one thing he reminded them about was the time that they almost starved. At one point in the desert, they had no food. So God did something miraculous. He gave them bread from heaven. When they woke up in the morning, there was manna. There was bread on the ground for them to eat. They were able to have their fill and they were able to live. Now in Deuteronomy, Moses doesn't just recall these events. He interprets them for the people. He says, God let you be afflicted with hunger in order to show you that not by bread alone does man live, but by every word that comes forth from the mouth of the Lord. All right, God let the people experience affliction. He let them experience hunger so they could learn some important truths about God and how he interacts in the world. Humanity has experienced many afflictions over the past few months. And just like the afflictions of the past, there was meaning and purpose in these afflictions. And it is essential that we find the meaning and purpose of the afflictions that we've been dealing with. During the past few months, God has let us experience many types of hunger. Many experienced hunger for their material needs, like food and rent money, loneliness, things of that nature. In our parish prayer plan, fasting on Fridays was a key part of this. We fasted on Fridays in part because one of the graces that comes from fasting is to become aware of our hunger. I know that when I fast, I experience hunger and I can become a bit impatient. I can become a bit irritable. All right? I also know that my body and mind doesn't work quite as well as usual. So my awareness of hunger and what it does to me, it actually makes me less judgmental when I experience impatience or rudeness from other people. I think to myself, maybe there's a hunger there in some way. Fasting makes us more generous to provide food for those who can't provide for themselves. Knowing how hunger can affect us, it actually makes us want to provide for others' hunger. Of course, for us Catholics, we experienced an even deeper kind of hunger. We experienced a hunger for the Eucharist. During this pandemic, we were deprived of our parishes. We were deprived of the Eucharist. We were deprived of the Mass itself, which is the very center of the Christian life. That was the affliction. That was the hunger. But what's the purpose? What is God trying to teach us? Perhaps being away from the Eucharist made you more irritable or more impatient. Maybe it made you a little quicker to anger. Maybe you found yourself being judgmental or sad or depressed or lonely or whatever. Well, again, just about everyone in the world experience these things when they're hungry. So maybe God let you be afflicted with that hunger, that spiritual hunger, so that you could be more aware of the fact that most people actually go through their lives without grace and without experiencing any communion with Jesus. That hunger that you experience during this time for the grace that the Eucharist offers, that same hunger is deep inside every other human person. Everyone has this hunger for God, and everyone, even if they do not know it, is hungry for the Mass. So again, if you experience hunger for the Mass, believe this. Everyone else is hungry for it too. And maybe if you do run into people who seem impatient or rude or whatever, you'll actually recognize they're hungry. They're hungry for something. And if you can understand how your faith feeds you, and if you can understand how the Eucharist feeds you, maybe you'll actually be able to feed them. Gathering to listen to God's word and receiving communion, Jesus' own body and blood, for so many of us, is a source of life and love. Even if you only attended Mass less often than you know you should, and even if you only did so half-heartedly, somehow the Mass sustained you. It sustained something in you, even if you did not know it. Now, I remember when I was younger, I'm talking my middle school days, high school days, like so many others that age, I did not like attending Mass. I remember my mother dragging me to church. It was not something I ever wanted to do. But strangely enough, every time I left Mass, every time I left church, I felt strangely satisfied. I felt full. Now, occasionally, I'd make a comment like, that was pointless, or I can't believe you made me do that, or some other negative thing. But you know what? I also remember saying those things out of spite. It wasn't true. I did feel full coming out of Mass. Going to Mass did fulfill, it did satisfy some mysterious hunger inside of me. A hunger I didn't understand then, and a hunger that I don't even really fully understand today. I just know that attending Mass filled it. Hearing God's word proclaimed and being present for the Eucharist, even if you cannot receive communion for some reason, it has nourished your spiritual life in ways that you might not have ever realized until suddenly it was gone and you found yourself hungry. Now that we're able to gather for this gift once again, as we will be doing for the next few weeks, I'm hoping that whenever the next time you can receive communion is, that you'll be able to receive it more fruitfully than in the past. You know, you can imagine, by analogy here, not the best analogy, admittedly, but imagine people who are experiencing hunger. Somebody sees their hunger and invites them to a banquet, and at this banquet table are some of the most delicious foods anyone could imagine. But the guests just look at it, and after a while they leave, just as hungry as they were before, if not hungrier. And the reason that they don't eat the food is because they don't know how to eat. Strange analogy again, I know it breaks down, but this is the experience of Mass for so many people. We have these hungers within us, and in the Mass, God lays out what we need to satisfy that hunger. But we don't eat because we don't know how. And so if we can learn how to receive what God is giving us in communion, maybe we'll be a little bit better at pointing other people to it. Again, we talk about evangelization. If the only thing you knew how to say to people, the only thing you could say about your faith is, I have a hunger in me, and when I come to the Lord in the Eucharist, when I come to Mass, somehow that gets filled. Again, if that was all you knew how to say, it would do wonders for evangelization. Now, today is not just the Feast of Corpus Christi. It's the beginning of a year of the Eucharist in the Archdiocese of Seattle. Our Archbishop has written a very nice pastoral letter on the Eucharist. It's in the latest edition of Northwest Catholic Magazine, which is in print. Hopefully you receive that. And it's also online. All right? Perhaps even the link will show up in the comments. But our Archbishop has written us a wonderful pastoral letter, and so for the next year, we're going to learn how to receive communion in a way that nourishes us. And no, I'm not talking about instructions for how to place your hands. I'm speaking internally, because the better you can receive communion, the more that hunger within you will be satisfied. And if that is satisfied, you will be able to let others know how the Mass satisfies their hunger deep within them. La primera lectura de la misa de hoy